The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog. You can check that out here at plantersplace.com. Today's podcast is going to be about a new vegetable gardening book, and it's called The Continuous Vegetable Gardener. So, okay, vegetable gardening, 365 days of it. Is it possible? Depends on where you are. And it depends on what you do, and it depends on how you think of it, right? So if you're in Southern California or in Texas, you might be able to grow stuff outside in the garden all year long. Perfect. For many of us, gardening in January and February and even March looks more like a windowsill full of herbs, or maybe a south-facing cold frame filled with some leafy greens or some lettuces, things like that. For many of us, gardening is a ebb and flow. You've got busier times, you've got slower times. Now, this book, The Continuous Vegetable Gardener, helps you reframe the busy times and the slow times. It helps it be more of a gardening experience that you do every day. Something that is far less work and far less stressful. So this new book, as I said, The Continuous Vegetable Gardener by Charlie Nardozzi, it's offering you a new way to plant a garden with the promise of more food with less work. They're billing this book as a practical roadmap to a low-effort, high-yield vegetable garden. It's a shift away from frantic plantings. We've been there. We all know about frantic springs. And it's more of a gardening experience that is sustaining and fulfilling. What are you going to learn in this book? Well, Charlie gives readers easy and repeatable techniques that make your gardening experience more resilient, more sustaining. So rather than performing so many indoor tasks in the springtime, or I should say late winter, like seed starting and transplanting, Charlie instead suggests, how about relying on self-sowing vegetables, for example, or take a just enough approach to care and maintaining healthy soils. Expensive seed packets? Save your seeds instead. And rather than seeing pruning as a must-do, very labor-intensive task, do less of it. It's okay. He gives you permission. So with some smart planting combinations, fewer inputs, less things to buy, less effort, you will still be able to extend your harvest well beyond summer, through fall, and maybe even into winter. With Charlie's direction, any gardener with a balcony or even a half acre can garden with these simple techniques. More specifically, you'll find step-by-step guidance on choosing the right soil type, the right site, handy lists of vegetables that rely on self-sowing or are reliably self-sowing, profiles of long-lasting edible plants, tips for creating a perpetual fruit patch, whether that's an orchard or, even strawberries. He also gives you some practical seed-saving guidelines and how you can have your favorite crops return year after year. Best of all, these are simple and low-cost strategies to protect your plants all year long from frost to frost. And he also throws in some planting schemes, maps, if you will, and plans that you can implement for steady year-round yield. Okay, so put that on your list, The Continuous Vegetable Gardener by Charlie Nardozzi, and until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.